Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. Not a barbell in sight. Let's work the engine. Let's go on a bit of a longer time domain. And let's work some upper body pulling. AMRAP 20 minutes, 400 meter run, and 3 rope climbs. 15 foot climbs and using your feet. We have other equipment conversions in case you want to row or bike, or you know, it's a blizzard where you are and you can't run, we've got you covered. For the workout, most people will not push the pace on the run too much so that you come to the rope just utterly exhausted and can't even do a climb. That's totally good to go. I don't want you to completely sandbag the run either. I'd like you to give both parts of this workout the appropriate respect they deserve in driving your fitness forward. But if you get into the gym and look at the rope and you can't climb it for 30 seconds, you did run a bit too hard. We've got a couple different rope climbing style videos showing you there, as well as a rope climb substitutions video. Super Fitness Robot, 6 rounds or more. More likely, 4 rounds or more. The wild card option, still a 20-minute AMRAP with a 400-meter run, but if you don't have a rope to climb each round instead of the rope climbs, you're going to do 12 pull-ups. In my perfect world, if you could do all styles of pull-ups, sure, you could absolutely do kipping, chin over bar. That would be just fine. I would love to see strict pull-ups. I know that's a huge ask for a lot of people and not realistic. That's okay. You could do, you know, ring rows if you wanted to. I know those are coming up in the scaled option as well. But maybe you could do a mixture. If maybe 12 strict pull-ups is too much, you could do 3 strict pull-ups and then 9 kipping, and that gets you to the 12 each round. Or if you're not there yet, you'll just go ahead and do kipping and you'll be good to go. Let's see. Good videos showing different styles of pull-ups. Scaled option, AMRAP 20 minutes. For the run, instead of saying a 400-meter run, because maybe that's just a bit too long for you at this point in time in your fitness journey, that's why you're choosing the scaled option, you're just going to jog 2 minutes. Cover as much distance as you can, and then do 12 ring rows per round and make them challenging. We've got a video showing how to get a pull-up as well as a ring row. Ring rows are awesome. Everybody in Lynchburg hears me say this all the time. More ring rows would be a better world. Just based upon the angle of your body, you can angle your body to it's basically parallel with the ground, feet in a box, and you've made ring rows just about tougher than strict pull-ups. So make them hard, okay, so that you get better at that upper body pulling. Limited equipment crew is basically the same workout as the wild card option. 400-meter run, and then 12 pull-ups per round. And they have the Super Fitness Robot times of 7 rounds or more for the limited equipment crew and 4 rounds or more for the more likely. No equipment workout of the day, 2-mile run for time. Accessory work, optional as always, side plank hold, accumulating 1 to 3 minutes per side. We've got a video of that. And then some sprinting, 5 50-meter sprints or 5 15-second intervals of intense biking on intense efforts on the rower or bike, preferably the bike because you can spin it up faster, and you would rest 1 to 2 minutes between those efforts. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch and the PVC front rack stretch, both of those with videos. Hope you enjoyed the running and rope climbs, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. We are going heavy.